income, regardless of your insurance status. They partner with local pharmacies to give you discounted prices on select medications. The discount program could save you thousands off the cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at CareArc.org.
KVOA News Time is 8:27. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today. Jill Burton, the CEO of Hettlinger Developmental Services, joining us on the KVOA Sutherland studio line here today.
Jill, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you both doing this morning?
We're doing all right here so far. Things sounds like getting pretty busy at Hettlinger Developmental Services here with activities, including some this weekend.
That's right. This Saturday from 8 until noon, we're bringing back our aluminum can drive, and we have a special price. It's 50 cents a pound this weekend, Saturday from 8 till noon. So as people are cleaning out their garages and getting ready for all that summer fun ahead, we invite them to bring all those stocked up aluminum cans out to us.
50 cents. What is it normally, Joe?
It's normally 30 cents a pound, so it is a bit of a bump this weekend.
Significant bump.
Not bad.
So what's the procedure for those who may not have been out and get their cans out regularly to Hettlinger's? How does this work?
You'll just pull in our driveway, and I'm told this is my first can drive, but I'm told there might be a bit of a line because it's a pretty popular day, but you'll just pull in our driveway, wait for us to come and unload your cans for you. We'll weigh them and get you paid up. And so it should be a pretty quick and easy and painless process.
Speaking of this, you mentioned here right off the top that it's coming back. I guess how long has this been kind of taken off the schedule, and how important is it for you to have this back on?
It's been a couple of years. You know, I'm the new kid on the block down there at Hettlinger, and so I don't know the exact number of years that it's been pushed a pause button on, but you know, the importance of it is kind of twofold. Number one is that it provides employment for the people that we serve who have intellectual or developmental disabilities. And so our aluminum can recycling is a job that people that we serve can do. You know, we also have sites around town, different businesses. We go and collect aluminum cans from different businesses, and that's a job that people can do. And they're paid for their employment. And any money we make on top of that goes to supporting community integration. So things that we do in and around town, whether it's water aerobics at the rec center or our art classes at the Emporia Arts Council, you know, serving the whole person health of the people that we serve is our main priority. And our aluminum can drive helps support that.
So you accept aluminum cans, though, throughout the week regularly, do you not?
We do, yes. Monday through Friday, 8 to 3 o'clock, we'll accept aluminum cans. And it's only cans. It's not tinfoil or aluminum pans or pet food cans. So it's just, you know, aluminum cans.
Okay.
Well, let's shift gears here a little bit, Jill, and let's talk about the greenhouse project, because this has been going on for couple of years, if memory serves me correctly, and I think last time we chatted either with you or with Josh Blaisdell, who's I think your marketing guru now, things have been moving along pretty swimmingly here for the greenhouse. Are you up and rolling right now or close to it?
We are up and running. You know, we were lucky to find a horticultural therapist in our area, which was the goal of the whole program, and so that is up and running. We have plants growing both inside the greenhouse and in our raised beds outside of the greenhouse, and we are getting ready to be on the Master Gardeners Extension garden tour in June, and so that's a great time for people to come out and see what's happening. But, you know, having an intellectual or developmental disability is closely related to food insecurity, and so you know, what we do at Hettlinger is break down any of these barriers that are in front of people that we serve. And having the ability to grow healthy food and then prepare it in our new kitchen is, it's been, like you said, a dream for a couple of years. And it's so fun to be able to see that happening right now.
Jill Burton of Hettlinger Developmental Services. So how has the horticulture life been received out there?
Very well received. You know, it's been fun to see that greenhouse go up for a lot of people, and to actually get in there and get their hands in the dirt and plant some things. We do vermicomposting, so we have worms that are composting some of the things that we have, and so that's been fun to learn about and to see. And so, you know, just like anything, that anticipation has been building for a long time, and to actually be a part of it is very rewarding for a lot of the people.
Okay, you used a term I've never heard before, vermicomposting?
Vermicomposting, that's right. That's allows the worms, you know, we have worms in a bucket, and we put some of our food scraps in there, and then the worms break down that food for us that we can then recycle and put back on our plants to help them grow.
So not only the greenhouse was new, but you mentioned too, Jill, a new kitchen. What exactly does that entail?
Well, our life skills and learning kitchen is kind of a repurposed space inside our building, and that allows us, you know, to prepare some of the food that we're growing in our greenhouse. The other thing that it does, you know, a big part of our mission is employment services. And so in our life skills kitchen, we can teach skills that are transferable. So maybe somebody's looking to get a job in the restaurant industry. We can teach about food preparation or dishwashing or learning how to safely use knives right in our kitchen as we help somebody transition to employment in the community.
Outstanding. Again, Jill Burton, Hettlinger Developmental Services, CEO, joining us here on the KVUE Morning Show today. You know, we mentioned here about the can drive coming up here on Saturday, but, you know, something else that has become, I think, really highly anticipated for Hettlinger clients is the upcoming Ron's Ride Stop. This has been organized by Team Schnack leader Kent Schnackenberg over the last couple of years, and that's on the schedule as Ron's Ride heads out of town for the law enforcement torch run here early next month.
June 1st.
That's right.
June 1st, yep.
It's Thursday. And, you know, a number of people at Sports Special Olympics and a number of people who choose Hettlinger are also involved in Special Olympics. And I think, you know, Ron's Ride highlights the fact that it does take an entire community to ensure that people with intellectual and developmental disabilities have the same opportunities that, you know, that many of us take for granted, that, you know, Special Olympics helps build community and provides recreation and even kind of encourages that spirit of you know, competition. And, you know, the support of Special Olympics is, of course, something that we're very happy to do. And seeing Ron come in the driveway with that torch run and, you know, the people that we serve and our staff, of course, we'll cheer them on and love to be a part of that day.
It's always a great stop. It's always a great time, and we're very happy that it's now a part of the torch run and Ron's Ride coming up. Yeah, you know, notice that great technique when I roll in there, Jill.
That's right.
See that?
That's right.
It must be Ron.
The technique doesn't matter, Ron. The fact is that you got there.
It's all okay, right? It is the mission and the service that matters, right?
Exactly.
Well, Jill, hey, we appreciate your time this morning. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much, and we hope to see everybody out with us this Saturday for our can drive.
Again, what are the hours of that, Jill?
8 to noon down at Hettlinger.
Okay.
Outstanding.
Thank you, Jill.
Thanks, Jill.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, Jill Burton, CEO, Hettlinger Developmental Services. Big can drive.
Big can drive.
Aluminum cans out there. 50 cents. 50 cents a pound, Chuck.
Yeah, that's a 40% increase over what the typically is. So I don't know my math. It's just 30 to 50 cents. That's a big increase.
It's a 20-cent difference.
A 20-cent difference, and that'll definitely put a little extra cha-ching in your pocket. Want to let you know that tomorrow we do not have a Newsmaker 2 or 3, and the reason is we have our monthly visit, What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton, coming your way 8:20 tomorrow morning here on KVUE.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc. Healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That is CareArc. Sunshine and 64 degrees. Good morning. It's 8:36.
Auction Friday, May 19th, 10 a.m. 571 West Highway 50 Emporia. Four-horse slant trailer, 16 by 48 loafing shed. Lots of tools. Peterbilt truck parts.